All right, welcome back to it. Alex, thank you, man. You're hitting it on all cylinders. First Bachman Turner and then Cher all in the same morning. Greatly appreciated. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Thursday. And I'm sorting through because to me there is no bigger story right now than the markup of the two articles of impeachment that's going on. It'll continue today. Jerry Nadler will be out there slamming his gavel as if that gives him legitimacy. And you'll see this continuing today. It was the most surreal thing I've seen in a long time because what we learned yesterday from Michael Horowitz was pretty obvious that the entire investigation into Carter Page was predicated on manufactured evidence. And then that evidence was continually put forth for three more renewals of the application to keep the efforts going, even though, by the way, Carter Page investigated for, what, a year and a half? And how many charges were filed against Carter Page? Yeah, that's right. That number is zero. That number remains at zero. But I'm going to go back to James Comey. It was his FBI. And it was his maneuver, by the way, as you recall, January the 6th, 2017, when Comey and Clapper and Brennan all went to the meeting with then-President-elect Trump, and they all excused themselves except Comey so he could tell Trump about the Steele dossier. That way it became a news item. That way it got into the news cycle because nobody would print the thing. None of the newspapers, not the New York Times, not the Washington Post, not MSNBC, not CNN, none of the outlets that despise Donald Trump would even print it. It was so far-fetched. It was left to BuzzFeed News to put it out there. So BuzzFeed put it out there. Then it became part of the news cycle, and then it became part of the foundation for the FISA applications, and James Comey running around again. James Comey has not seen a television camera he doesn't like yet. Apparently he's going to be on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace this coming weekend, so you'll want to catch that. If you don't want to catch that, I'll probably have a little bit for you on Monday. But yesterday and the day before, he's talking about how he has been vindicated. It was all lies, and he has been vindicated, and it's all good now, and it's clear the F. Well, that was asked of Michael Horowitz yesterday. So a big hello to former FBI Director James Comey, who's getting pushed out into the daylight. And it looks like the tallest Boy Scout is being cut down to size, who he appears to be just a guy who's politically motivated. I mean, he was declaring himself vindicated, but in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday, Inspector General Michael Horowitz put it quite differently. Let's go to bite number five from Horowitz. Bite number five. Go.
Thank you very much, and again to your team, thank you for the service you've done to the country here. The FBI, former FBI Director James Comey said this week that your report vindicates him. Is that a fair assessment of your report?
I think the activities we found here don't vindicate anybody who touched this.
Okay.
Don't vindicate anybody who touched this. I think that's pretty, conclusive. Doesn't vindicate anyone. And so as you sit back and this all kind of digests, and you're going to be watching the markup, if you will, of the articles of impeachment. Let's go over this again. I wasn't here the first part of the week, as you know. But let's see. Obstruction of Congress. That's bite number one. Obstruction of Congress. Let's take that for
FBI
what it is.
FBI and department officials told us the Steele reporting, quote, pushed the FISA proposal.
If you are facing an impeachment inquiry, if you are facing an impeachment inquiry and you're dealing with that set of facts, you're not allowed to push back. Because if you fight an impeachment inquiry, that's apparently an impeachable offense based on the logic being applied here by Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, Nancy Pelosi, et al. So if you fight the fact, because here's the fact of the matter is you have three co-equal branches of government, very simple. And so when the legislative branch demands of the executive branch to turn over documents and so forth, and they say, we're not going to do that, we're going to take it to the third branch of government, the judiciary, and say, hey, could you tell us whether or not we have to turn this over, go to the courts? That's not an impeachable offense. That's a legal dispute. That's an argument. But the Democrats are interested in speed here. speed. I guess the reason would be the latest Emerson poll in Iowa yesterday, if you didn't see it. Donald Trump beating all four leading Democratic candidates across the board. Not even close now. Brand new polling from Quinnipiac and others now showing that in the swing states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, the pushback against impeachment is growing every day. In fact, in Wisconsin, those opposed to impeachment, about 60% now. In Pennsylvania, 54%. In Michigan, just over 50% opposed to impeachment now. And it is growing every day because as they see what Horowitz has to say and everything that's coming out, they're like, now, wait a second. We have a sense of fair play. And if you look at the independents, it's an even broader, a broader rejection, if you will. If you go to the independents, you'll find that the independents are rejecting impeachment at a faster, wider margin. And, of course, it's the independents that will declare who wins in my district. I live in the 8th Congressional District of Michigan. Alyssa Slotkin is the representative for me. She's been on this program many times. We have a great conversation, very respectful. My question to Alyssa Slotkin is, are you going to vote for impeachment? Very simple. Yes or no. And you don't need to think about it anymore. You know what the articles of impeachment are and what they're based on. The 8th Congressional District was won by Donald Trump in 2016 by 6.7 percentage points, and Alyssa Slotkin won that same seat by less than 3 points. So it's people like Alyssa Slotkin that will decide what happens with impeachment. Nancy Pelosi can afford 17 Democrats walking away. It's the biggest ticket since Willy Wonka. Who gets to vote? No. Who gets to vote no? It's the biggest, I'm telling you, it's the biggest ticket since Willy Wonka. They're all going to be clamoring, I want to vote no, because their political futures hinge on it. That's a fact. We're going to take a quick break now. We're going to come back with Brock Palmbush in sports. Don't go anywhere. If you want to find out more, go to the brand new SteveGruber.com. SteveGruber.com, videos, commentary, and a whole lot more. We'll be right back. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance. In Lansing.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.